Hello, my friends. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to talk to you about giving powerful and compelling presentations. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about hotel presentations. I'm talking about presentations on the phone, presentations on the coffee shop, presentations in the kitchen, presentations in the hotel. There's some basic elements and there's some fundamental mistakes that a lot of companies and a lot of reps make. And what I want for you is I want you to give a presentation that really wows people. It creates an emotional aha in their mind. It makes the light bulbs go off so they get excited and they get engaged and they get drawn to what you have to offer. Now, this could also be true on your videos. What we're talking about here is communication. We're talking about mastering the English language, choosing your words and your targets in a way that speak to your audience. Your audience is a prospect. Your audience is probably going to be different. You know, if you have a room full of 10 people, 20 people, whether it be at a hotel or on a conference call, everybody's probably attending for different reasons. You know, one of the things I like to do when I first start a meeting is say, why are you here? And if you're doing a opportunity call or a webinar, you can ask the question. You may not get a response, but you can ask the question. What you want to do is you want to prime the pump and you want the wheels to begin turning. And I believe the very best thing you can do when you start talking to a prospect is to talk in terms of their interests. What I mean is talk about the benefits to them. Now, it sounds obvious to talk like that and actually to market like that. But my guess is if you go to your company website right now, what you're going to discover is it's all about the company, the features of the product, the features of the management team, maybe some science or technology, but not a whole lot about what's in it for your prospect. What we're talking about here is the features versus the benefits. When you lead with benefits, you immediately answer the question in your prospect's mind, what's in it for me? You probably have gone through your new rep training, and one of the first things that they have you do is write down why you're involved with your business, right? Well, that's your why. That's the benefit. That's the desired outcome. But when you're first talking to prospects, you don't really know what these are, so you need to talk about quality of life. That's always where I begin, quality of life. And, you know, I have a website you can check out. It's called qualityoflifeoffer.com. You see, we don't know where people are in their life, but what we do know that if somebody is talking to you about your business, they're probably interested in improving the quality of their life. Maybe they want the benefits of your product, and that's good. But my guess is your ideal prospect is somebody who's interested in generating some income, building a team to help other people create a quality of life. Does that make sense when you stop and think about it? Doesn't it really make much more sense to talk about what's in it for the other person? It's interesting. If you just listen and observe people in regular everyday conversations, so many people talk at people. That's some people think that's marketing or it's one-way communication. That's not a good way to do a presentation. You might have heard the concept attraction marketing, attracting people to you in your marketing, in your wordsmithing, in your videos, whether you're online or offline marketing. See, you've got to answer the question, what's in it for me, to the prospect. And so I'm going to give you a couple of key components that I believe you need to be mindful of when you do your presentations. The first thing is benefits to the prospect. Some people refer to that as dream building. Second is creating a residual income with network marketing. Walk away residual income. Third is the unique things about how your company can help them create the quality of life that they want. How your product can help them fill a need that they have. And how your support structure can help them accomplish all of the above. You see, I could have said that. Let's talk about the business model, network marketing, MLM, home-based business, the company, the length of the company, the management team of the company, the product, what's in the product, and the team. But when you communicate with people, you have to lead with the benefits. It's almost, if you want to understand the difference between features and benefits, features is about the company. When you want to talk about a benefit, if you can say something but put "you get" in front of it, that means it's a benefit. Let me give you an example. Let's talk about team support. You could say, we've got a great team. We've got people on our team that have over 30 years experience in the network marketing profession. They've been around. They've helped lots of people. They have leadership skills and things like that. Yeah, it sounds kind of good, kind of nice. But if you shift it just a little we're talking about here. And you say, when you join our team, you're going to get trained and you're going to get mentored by people who have decades of experience in our profession. Some of them have earned millions of dollars. Some of them have helped people just like you earn millions of dollars. Now, here's what I want you to think about, Mr. Prospect. If you took the best of what you had and they took the best of what they had and I took the best of what I had, do you think if we all work together towards a common goal, could we help you get you from where you are to where you want to go a little bit faster? And the whole time you're saying this, the prospect's head is bobbing up and down, and they're saying to themselves, yep, that makes sense. Yep, that makes sense. I can do that. Same is true when you talk about the system that you have. You know, the system should be simple. It should be defined in a way that is easy for the average person to do. You know, there's lots of controversies building online, offline right now. And, you know, I've done both pretty well, I might say. But I'll tell you, building online, there's just a big, big learning curve. And it's not that duplicatable for the average people. Now, people who are selling, the crafty ones who are selling online marketing solutions, say it's the best way to do that. But at the end of the day, what it's really all about, it's about building relationships. So when I talk about the system, I'll say to a prospect, imagine this. Imagine if you had a three-step process to making money so that you could get that $2,000 a month so you could send your daughter to college. See, I went back to the benefits, what's important for them. If that was one of their benefits or one of the things that was interested in their mind, I said, step number one is your job is to find out if somebody wants to get the benefit of our product or our company. Step two, you give them a third-party tool that tells the story. And step three is you put them on the phone with a leader like myself or another team leader. Does that sound like something you can do, Mr. Prospect? And they're going to say, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. You see, you get the prospect to say, yeah, I can do that in their mind. And you know what? They inevitably take action and they do that. So when you're talking to people, whether it's about your business, your product, or your service, put "you get" in front of it. Think about, is this about me or is this about the prospect? Let me turn this all upside down and throw a sidebar conversation in here. Do you ever feel rejection when a prospect tells you no? Who's that about? Who's that about? Is that about you or is that about you helping the prospect? That's called ego, my friend. When we feel rejected after doing a presentation, we're making it about ourselves. You know, the only thing that we can control is the number of people we expose to to our products and our opportunity. What we can't also control is the words we choose and how we articulate the message about our products and our business as well. Powerful presentations begin and end with the prospect. Answering the question in the prospect's mind, if I do this, I'll get this for myself and my family. Some people say the whole reason I got involved with this business is to generate some income. My response to that is no, no. You didn't get involved with it to collect paper bills or coins or whatever it is, the money that you get. No. You got involved with your business for the benefit that that money can give you, whether it's college education or whether it's a better house or a car or a vacation to Disney World or whatever it is that's important. You want the result of the money. It's important that you understand that clearly and understand that that is a benefit. So you must begin all conversations with benefits. And if you're at a meeting and somebody says, you know, why are you here? And they say, well, you know, I want to generate some extra income. My response to that is, tell me why. What are you going to do with it? No right or wrong answer. It's why do you need $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month? Well, maybe you want to help an orphanage of children in Africa, or maybe you have a family member that needs some medical expenses paid for. Whatever that reason is, see, that's the driving force that is going to keep them in your business. When you tap into that emotion, and benefits are typically emotion because they're going to get a payout. When they get something, they get excited about it and they're going to take action towards it. Yeah, you can talk about, you know, your exotic product and the science and the great leadership and their experience and the tax advantages of having a home-based business. But what they really probably want is money to spend on their family and time. Those are the two driving factors. It's time and money. So make sure when you're talking to people, when you're giving a presentation, whether it be online, over the phone, or in front of an audience, that you talk about the benefits. You talk about having more time. Talk about having more money and what you can do with an extra $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. Paint a picture of new possibility. If they take action today, imagine what their life would be like 12 months from now or 18 months from now. I like these two words. Imagine if. Imagine if. Your mind just goes crazy when you put imagine if in, because people are going exactly to their why, exactly to the benefits. So when you're talking to people, when you do your presentations, say to them, imagine if 2 years from today, you are able to accomplish everything that you wanted and then some. How would you feel? Create that emotion. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been insightful for you and gives you a couple little shifts. Check me out on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, petrol like oil, Vic like Victor, V-I-C-K.com. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Until next time.